There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, everyone, it's early morning, and obviously everyone's going to be busy with the draw at 11, so we'll try and keep it as brief as possible. We've had the manager a lot this week, so hopefully not too many left. We'll have a normal open section, and we'll end that. We'll have a short embargoed section for the Saturdays. I'll make clear when we're into that, and then we'll have a short and borrowed section for anyone from the Sundays. Okay, Vinny, do you want to kick off?
Jürgen, obviously any successful season is made up of a number of significant moments. I just wonder, it felt that the 3 minutes between Ali's save and Diogo's opening the other night was again another significant moment. For you, whether those kind of 3 minutes rank in what you've seen so far in this season, how significant could they be in terms of that title race?
No idea, to be honest. Significant moments you usually really see only after the season when you look back, but it's like this, you have then a few moments a few years ago. The significant moments were when City scratched the ball off the line, I think it was Stones. It was a very significant moment. Oh, and at Burnley, the ball was in for the same margin. That was significant moments. But in this moment, you knew they were important or they were big, but you have no idea how significant they will be. So I don't know. But Ali's save is for sure. It was for sure a big one in a moment when the game could have gone the other way. That's clear. But apart from that, we had the similar situation with the Sadio goal, which was disallowed already 2, 3, 4 minutes before, maybe 5 minutes before. So obviously we were much better in our positioning, in our movements, than in the first half, and that was significant as well. So that's why we had the situations then. First Sadio's, which was offside slightly but clear, and then Diogo's goal. So that's very important. But how is that? I have no idea how significant it was, but it was important.
We keep mentioning momentum though as well. Now there's a change of competition immediately followed by an international break as well. So is it good to get away from the title race for a bit, and in some ways can that break help keep the edge that you've had over the last few weeks, or rather than impact it negatively?
Things you cannot change. I don't think it makes too much sense to really think about it, and that's why we don't do it. I would prefer to have the boys together for 2 weeks, I can tell you, so that would be much better. But they have obviously a lot of important games to play, two especially, with Sergio and Mo. Let's just hope and pray that they come back healthy. But rhythm break or not, that's not really. It happens constantly. We have, the third or fourth international break now this season, normal. So that's all fine. But before we have an international break, we have an incredibly important game against Nottingham. My first time there. I know Nottingham only from when I was a kid as Robin Hood. Always thought, how would it look there? Probably no time for sightseeing, but still looking forward to it.
And against Norwich in the Cup, we saw the likes of Joe Gomez, Simicas, Milner at the back, Ox, Curtis, Minamino, Origi all started that game as well. What's your thinking with regard to then something similar? Do you even need to rotate similarly again this time?
we will see. I have really no idea in this moment. The analysts will follow now. I saw the Nottingham game, the FA Cup game against Huddersfield. Fully, and now the analysis follows after this press conference, the deeper. And so then we make a decision about the lineup. But we have obviously a couple of issues from last game and before. A bit of people were ill, and I hope nobody. I don't get the news that somebody's ill today. So far, I didn't get that, but the boys come in slightly later, and then. Trent is out with hamstring, so he will not be part of England as well. No good news. We will see how long that takes. And Mo felt his foot again a little bit after the game, so we have to see what we do with that. So that's and on top of that, some other here. Bips and bobs and stuff like this. So we have to wait. So, and that's always like this. I want to have a team and Nottingham who is fresh enough physically and mentally for the game and really is going for it. We are Premier League team number 4 for Nottingham, I think, in the competition. So they didn't have an easy way yet, but they made it. One important game on Wednesday against Queen's Park. Are close enough to think about promotion again. So our former LFC coach is doing obviously a proper job there, and so another reason why it's a special game. And if we rotate, and I really don't know it in the moment, then it's just to have the best team possible for this specific game on the pitch.
Just on Trent, you're looking at weeks rather than
yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jürgen, it was just something that I don't know, maybe social media, but Jordan Henderson posted on Instagram after the Arsenal game. He was in the pool at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. He's played like 40 games so far domestically. Diogo Jota 38, Virgil van Dijk 37. You talked about self-education and awareness.
He posted, Hendo posted from his.
Well, he was in a pool.
From his pool that he had 40 games this season.
No.
I need a bath.
Okay. I've done some work.
Getting better.
But like you talked about sort of self-education and sort of keeping that rhythm and physical fitness and mental fitness as well. Does that show just, you know, what the players are putting themselves through to be at their peak and at their best to continue this mammoth season?
That it shows, definitely. But that would mean in seasons when they have injuries and stuff like that, it would be their fault. It's not. It's a contact sport, and you can only prepare yourself as good as somehow possible, and that's what we always do. Especially, I think, with health, we are all in the same situation. We need some luck. you are lucky, it's a tricky thing in life and in football as well. This year we had to, and then we on top of that we with a little bit resting here or rotating there, we can make it more likely. I can come back easily. I didn't open it now, but I cannot stop thinking about it. The five subs is essential, because when you think now, I think Scotland plans six friendly games in the summer, the national team. So that's not all of them are just for the purpose of if you go to the World Cup, then we are better prepared or whatever. It's for money reasons, and I understand that. But it's again, I think England has four games and stuff like this in a summer where it's first time for ages no tournament. What do we do? Oh, good, we use the time and put in some games, and that's the world. UEFA plans a new tournament, I think, when from them on 32 teams, 36 teams, 58, I have no idea, but a lot more. So pretty much didn't even know that Europe has that many countries, but they all play now at the Euros. More games. So, and that's it. And we always speak about how can you rest player, how can you get through a season and stuff like that. It's not allowed to accept that the top class players are constantly playing and we just accept that they are good. That get injured more often than other people. It makes really no sense. And that's why we need that desperately, because nobody else will stop it. Nobody else will stop putting more games in. That's how it is, because it's the money, it's whatever, nothing else to do for some FAs maybe. When I heard that with 6 and 4 and whatever games during the summer break, when the first time that these players would have a summer break, and after that a normal season follows, plus a World Cup just in the middle of it. What do you think how these boys get through this? So when you are in a situation like we are now, you have to recover each second you have the time to do so, and you have to rest each second you have the time to do so, because it's really tough what the boys have to do, not only ours but ours as well. And I'm really happy hearing that Hendo has a pool first and foremost, and he was in it. And hopefully I can see today that he recovered well.
I think that's very quickly. It's the fact that that's almost a Premier League season, 40 games already. Well,
yeah.
It's more than a Premier League season and the two
yeah,
games.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
yeah. And still a few to come. Huh? My first year, I think some players had, maybe not players, but the team had 63 games at the end of the season. When I came in, I didn't have the first few in 15-16 the season at the end. But the final at Sevilla was game number 63. So, and there were no international games involved, by the way. Not that, just club. And that's this year, I don't think, hopefully will not much less. But it's tough. That's why I say games getting more and more and more. That's why we have to think about how can we keep these world-class players. And these world-class players, we talk about them. Sorry to say, but when in the international break, I don't know how many Burnley players are on international duty. I don't know. Or how that's a difference. But we let other people make the decisions for the top-class players. We have to do that. It's not for an advantage. It's a necessity.
Did you move, Carl?
Hi, Jürgen. I know you spoke about the full-backs after the game the other day. Andy Robertson, how he kept the ball in that touchline. Does that just epitomise him as a player and your players, how you can chase lost causes and then set up a goal?
Yeah. Yes. It's the full package of Robert. So not only as a player, as a person as well. So he wants really desperately deliver and work for the team. And the goal was not only it was one of my favorite goals for a long, long time, to be honest. The second one, first we win the ball back, and then second, Robbo is waiting with his cross until he saw Bobby is now ready for it, because even Robbo and Trent obviously set up a lot of goals. There's still space for improvement in the decisive moments, and that was an incredible pass in the end. And of course, Bobby had to do a lot to get it past Ramsdale, but the crossover pass was outstanding. Yes, he played a really good game. Thank God it's not the first one, and I hope it's not the last one.
And after the celebrations of the EFL Cup final at Wembley, how hungry are your players to get back to Wembley again? Because you only got one game away from the semi-finals at Wembley.
Very much, absolutely, you're right. It was a while ago that we played the final at Wembley, and when we were there, that's absolutely, I said it after the game, because of the whole setup, because of the whole, the atmosphere and everything what the people created, it was no difference to the Champions League final. So it's a big final, we know that. Actually, we always wanted to go there, we just never made it. But it's a fantastic opportunity, that's absolutely true. Only problem we have, Nottingham and probably another team we would theoretically face in the semi-final, we're going to do the same. Because it's nice to play the semi-final at Wembley, absolutely nice, but actually the real deal is then a few weeks later. So, yeah, of course, we smelled it and we want to have it again.
Call it back.
Okay. Just on Trent, he's been so influential for you for so long. I'm just wondering how on earth you compensate for his loss for a number of weeks because of what he brings to the side.
Yeah. Tricky. So now we will see how long it will take, but of course it's... replace Trent is difficult but possible. We always did it. We have Millie when he's then not ill anymore. We have obviously Joe. We have theoretically we can change system as well, these kind of things. So we have a couple of options, but you are right, very influential. But if you have a look in the past when Millie had to step in, he did incredibly well. Just has to be available, and then that's fine. What we do for how many will be for Sunday, I don't know in the moment. And if not, then maybe we have a very young solution, which is fine as well, or Joey. So we will have a look. But the way he plays, I don't know any player in the world who plays like Trent, to be honest. So that would be difficult to find a one-to-one replacement.
Not asking for your team, obviously, but what's the policy on goalkeeper selection, because you left Queeve out of the last one because it was so close to the
oh, FA Cup is Ali.
Anything else in the open section?
Ewan, just ask you about Harvey Elliott. He hasn't featured since the last round of this competition. Is that a case of having to manage him carefully after that serious injury, or is it more a case of just the competition for places?
Yeah, both. Not managing, not really. Not to be honest, it's a competition for the places and stuff like this. It's he was really long out. Came back immediately, looked like wow, he's back. But then everything settled slightly, and that's how it is. And nothing, completely normal situation. All fine, training well, and yeah, nothing else to say. Actually, all fine.
Okay, we'll end the open section now. So if any live streams can finish.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.